This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette, in for Brad Aspey today. Last night in Traverse City, new rules for homeless shelters moved a step closer to becoming law. Planning commissioners voted 5-3 to send the zoning changes on to the full city commission for debate. The move to establish these rules comes as city residents debate a proposal from Safe Harbor to build the city's first overnight shelter facility. Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
So what did the planning commissioners say about this proposal when it got to them?
They really focused on the fact that these rules would allow as many as 100 people on any given night in a shelter. Some commissioners thought that number was just too high, too outsized for a community the size of Traverse City. One planning commissioner, Michael Dow, he said he couldn't find any examples of similar-sized cities that had that size of a homeless shelter. And he was worried that that would concentrate a homeless population and that it would be too taxing on one neighborhood. Other commissioners argued that that number is reasonable, that it matches the need that we have in Traverse City.
Did anybody explain where the number of 100 as a cap came from?
Yes. On some level, they said that it was arbitrary, but it's also based on what they're seeing in town. So there's no shelter in Traverse City today in the sense of a permanent building. But for about a decade, churches have been taking turns housing people in the winter. And it's a pretty basic setup with the churches. They put out floor mats so people can stay in out of the cold each night. And churches will rotate. They'll take maybe a week or two at a time. So they've been housing about 75 people a night this year. And they say that that's a number that's really grown in recent years. And some of the churches just aren't big enough to house that many people. So that's why they're actually proposing a homeless shelter.
Okay. So the number is based on the crowd of people who need a place to stay and the crowd they're actually seeing.
Exactly. And they also anticipate, they also say that there's about 75 people on a given night, but that they've also done a census and there might be another 20 people who are sleeping outside.
Now, this plan, these are general zoning rules that would, in fact, create rules. The city has none for emergency shelters in Traverse City. But some people who spoke during the public comment felt that this proposal is tailored to a specific plan to build an emergency shelter that's already on the table. Can you explain what they were saying?
Sure. So residents who live near the shelter have basically said, you've created a proposal. One resident specifically, he said, you've created a proposal that was exactly what the proponents of this shelter wanted. It would allow a shelter in the place that they're looking to build, for example, which is off 8th Street near Wellington by the public library. The city planner is clear that under these rules, it would be a special land use permit that would require not only a bunch of regulations, but at least two public hearings for any specific proposal and a full vote of the city commission. So there would be quite a bit of scrutiny, and city officials also are clear and honest that they're having this conversation because there is a proposal out there.
And there are 10 parts of the city where homeless shelters would be allowed. Where are those?
They're basically commercial districts along the main corridors, but excluding downtown. That, interestingly, that exclusion was the subject of some debate last night, too. Opponents of the plan said, hey, if you're not allowing it in the downtown, that's proof that this would be a negative impact on downtown. So you should realize, too, it would be bad for other parts of the community. But a spokesman for Safe Harbor had a different take on it. He didn't like that exclusion because he said it didn't make any sense since there are already a number of homeless people sleeping downtown.
Okay, Linda Steffen, thanks.
Thank you.